Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, strap in, because today we're embarking on a deep dive into a source that, just by its title, really challenges our assumptions and, well, sparks some genuine curiosity. We've got excerpts from a work simply called The Natural Youth Formula.
Potent title.
Right. Our mission today isn't just about, you know, pondering these powerful words. We want to excavate the underlying philosophy they present, especially when you add that subtitle, Stay Healthy, Stay Timeless.
That really adds another layer, doesn't it?
It does. This isn't about chasing trends. It's asking what foundational principles could actually deliver such a profound promise. Can youth really be a formula? And what does it even mean to pursue health in a way that feels timeless? These are the questions we'll explore. And we're inviting you to join us in uncovering, you know, the hidden depths within this pretty bold claim.
It's an incredibly potent title, as you said, The Natural Youth Formula. It's not just a casual suggestion, is it? It feels like a declaration.
Yeah, exactly.
The word formula immediately suggests a deliberate, maybe reproducible system. Youth hints at vitality, vigor, something beyond just counting years. And then natural anchors it all, suggesting methods that are like aligned with our inherent biology. It sets a high expectation right away.
Definitely.
It promises not just health, but this enduring, almost ageless quality of well-being.
Yeah.
It asks us to look beyond the quick fixes, maybe consider a more intrinsic pathway.
Exactly. And you might be sitting there, just like us, thinking, okay, what could this formula actually involve? What really counts as natural methods in a world that's, let's be honest, saturated with synthetic solutions? And how does someone genuinely pursue health in a way that feels timeless, you know, consistently through life, not just in short bursts?
Yeah.
These aren't just word games. They're invitations to really rethink our whole approach to wellness. So let's start peeling back the layers. Okay, let's unpack this. We should probably begin with the word natural. In the context of health, well-being, especially when you pair it with youth, what does natural really imply here? Does it mean going back to, I don't know, ancient wisdom? Aligning with our evolutionary biology, or maybe just simplifying things in our complex modern world. When I hear natural youth, my mind kind of jumps to things that work with the body's design.
That's a really crucial distinction. When we talk about natural in the context of a, let's say, youth formula, it's often about rediscovering and maybe leveraging the body's own innate self-healing and regenerative powers.
Right, more than just eating organic.
Oh, absolutely. Think beyond that.
Yeah.
It could involve practices like circadian rhythm alignment, making sure our sleep-wake cycles are actually in sync with natural light and darkness. That's something fundamental our ancestors did without thinking, right? And modern science keeps confirming its importance for like cellular repair and hormone balance.
Makes sense.
Or maybe things like earthing, you know, the idea of direct physical contact with the earth's surface.
Oh, I've heard a bit about that.
Yeah. Some suggest it can help regulate body voltage, maybe reduce inflammation, tapping into these subtle electromagnetic fields that have always been around us, even specific kind of ancestral movement patterns, squatting, climbing, carrying things. These activate different muscles, maintain joint mobility in ways that perhaps a standard gym routine might miss.
Interesting.
So this re-engagement with our natural environment, our inherent physical blueprint, that could be a core part of a truly natural approach to, you know, sustained vitality.
Okay, so here's where it gets really interesting for me. If natural defines this sort of essence or philosophy, then formula must define the how. The idea of a formula implies something structured, like a specific recipe maybe, or a set of actionable, repeatable steps leading to a hopefully predictable outcome. Think of like a master chef's secret recipe. It's not just the ingredients alone. It's the precise combination and the method that creates that consistent result. So what does it really mean to have a formula for youth in this natural context? How is it different from just, you know, general good advice? Eat well, exercise more.
That analogy of the master chef's recipe is, yeah, spot on. A formula for youth in this sense really implies a synergy. It's not just individual healthy habits in isolation, but how they interact, how they reinforce each other.
Okay, synergy, I like that.
And youth here gets redefined too. Hmm. It's probably not about literally turning back the clock chronologically. It's more about optimizing biological age.
Ah, okay, so cellular health, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Focusing on markers like cellular health, mitochondrial efficiency, keeping the immune system robust. Consider concepts like hormesis. Have you come across that?
Briefly. Controlled stress, right?
Precisely. Controlled acute stressors, maybe brief exposure to cold or heat, certain types of fasting, they can actually trigger beneficial cellular repair and, well, anti-aging pathways. So this isn't just about feeling young. It's about encouraging your cells to act young.
Right.
So a formula would be a systematic integration of these practices, diet, movement, stress management, restorative cycles like sleep, all designed to keep the body's internal systems running at their peak, maintaining cognitive sharpness, physical resilience, emotional balance as a sustained state, not just something fleeting.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So if we're aiming to optimize our biological age through this kind of formula, mm-hmm. what does this really mean for you, our listener, who wants to stay healthy, stay timeless? That subtitle is the ultimate goal, isn't it? So stay healthy seems fairly straightforward, physical, mental well-being. But what about stay timeless? That feels much bigger.
Almost philosophical.
Yeah, it's more abstract, almost aspirational. Mm-hmm. How does a natural youth formula actually contribute to something that seems so elusive?
Well, this is where that profound shift in perspective really lies, I think. Stay healthy within this formula probably means cultivating deep, proactive resilience, where the body isn't just equipped to recover from illness, but ideally to resist decline in the first place. It's about building a really robust internal environment.
Okay, proactive resilience.
Then, stay timeless builds on that foundation. It refers to maintaining a consistent quality of life, vitality, functional independence, sort of defying what's typically expected as chronological age increases.
So less about the number, more about the function.
Exactly. Think of it perhaps as cognitive and emotional neuroplasticity, that ability to continually learn, adapt, maintain an open, engaged mindset, regardless of how many years have passed.
Keeping the mind flexible.
Right. Yeah. And retaining that sense of purpose, that zest for new experiences that keeps life feeling vibrant and full. It's about being free from the limiting effects of time on our capabilities, on our spirit. It's almost a liberation from that societal narrative that just equates aging with inevitable decline.
Wow. Okay. So, what we're really seeing here, even from just these, you know, few powerful words in the source title and subtitle, it's a profound invitation to intentional living, integrated living.
Mm-hmm.
The natural youth formula suggests that this kind of deep-seated health, this timeless quality of life,
mm-hmm.
they aren't just accidents of genetics or luck.
Right, not passive.
No. They're the result of informed, holistic choices, choices that honor our body's natural capabilities, respect our inherent biological processes, and align with our sort of deepest desire for sustained vitality and a rich, fulfilling life. It implies we actually have agency in our own aging process, that there are these fundamental, maybe universal principles that, if we understand and apply them, can profoundly impact how we experience life as the years go by.
Precisely. It's a whole philosophy embedded right there in the title. It invites a paradigm shift, really, instead of just reacting to health issues when they pop up.
Which is what most of us do.
Yeah. Often, yeah. Instead, it prompts us to proactively cultivate sustained well-being through these natural integrated methods. It asks us to fundamentally reconsider what true health even looks like and how we might achieve it, not by fighting against our nature, but by, well, working in harmony with it. It gets you thinking. Which fundamental practices align with our inherent biology, maybe the wisdom of our evolutionary past, genuinely contribute to an enduring sense of health, energy, and purpose across the years. Practices that could create a life that feels vibrant and, dare I say, ageless from the inside out.
And that brings us towards the end of our deep dive into the natural youth formula and its really powerful promise to stay healthy, stay timeless. Even with just the title and subtitle, we've managed to explore, I think, a pretty rich tapestry of ideas about what it means to live well, maintain that profound vitality, and approach the journey of life with an intentional focus on holistic well-being.
It is remarkable, isn't it, how much depth can be packed into just a few words.
It really is. It challenges us to look beyond the surface, for sure.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture for a moment, the very fact that such a title exists, with its compelling subtitle, it reminds us of that perennial human quest, the quest for well-being, for longevity.
Mm-hmm.
It underscores our innate desire not just to, you know, extend life, but to actually enrich it. enrich it with sustained health, boundless energy, and a profound feeling of purpose, regardless of the passage of time. It speaks to that universal aspiration to live fully, vibrantly, meaningfully through all of life's stages rather than just enduring them.
That's beautifully put.
Yeah.
So as you go about your day, we want to leave you with this final, maybe provocative thought to mull over.
Mm.
If a natural youth formula truly exists, what specific natural habits or choices, perhaps inspired by some of the things we touched on, like circadian rhythms, earthing, hormesis, or even those ancestral movement patterns, what do you already intuitively practice that might be contributing to your own health, your own feeling of timeless vitality?
Good question for reflection.
Yeah. And maybe what new natural habits or structured approaches might you consider exploring to unlock your own version of this powerful formula? You know, cultivating that deep, enduring sense of health and timelessness. The answers might be more accessible or perhaps more natural than you ever imagined.